You're listening to The Football Hour with Alex Mearns.
Yeah, you're all right. You're listening to The Football Hour. What's wrong with you? Everything is happy. I am very happy. Because guess what? Guess what we're about to start? Hello and welcome to The Football Hour Pick of the Goss feature. What is Pick of the Goss, Alex? Oh, well, hold tight and I'll tell you, lovely listeners. The BBC Gossip column is awash with some of the craziest transfer rumours and speculation from the world of football. I know, and you know. Every morning you get to work, don't you? You respond to those boring emails from Tracy in HR. Then you've got a decision to make. What is that decision? Should you crack on with some proper work? You know, you actually need to do that. Or should you waste 10 minutes scrolling the BBC gossip column? As I said, I know, and you know, you always pick the BBC gossip column. Now the season is over, I know, and we're all a little bit bored during the pre-season. The transfer gossip gets even more ridiculous. I decided I will do a chart show countdown of the 10 most craziest, most ridiculous, most incomprehensible transfer rumours from the BBC gossip column. Right, are you ready, goss pickers? Because here is the top 10. In at number 10, Manchester United's Anthony Martial may be used in a swap deal for Inter Milan winger Ivan Perisic. Reports in Italy are suggesting. Number 9 in the charts, Real Madrid are considering selling Wales forward Gareth Bale in order to raise funds to buy Monaco striker Kylian Mbappe. At 8, Crystal Palace boss Frank de Boer is convinced Christian Benteke will stay despite speculation linking him with Premier League rivals Chelsea and Everton. Straight in at 7, London Evening Standard state Chelsea looks set to miss out on Juve left-back Alexandro, as the Serie A club do not want to lose another defender, having sold Italy international Bonucci to AC Milan earlier this week. At 6, German press are saying Liverpool will increase their 57 million bid for Naby Keita, but Red Bull Leipzig coach Raphael Hasenhüttl says the 22-year-old is comfortable at the club. Into the top 5, Real Madrid striker Alvaro Morata is likely to turn down a move to Champions Chelsea and instead opt to join AC Milan. I'm going to stop that voice now. At 4, the Mail announced Neymar will not leave Barcelona because no club is prepared to meet his £195 million release clause. Top 3 now. The Sun speculate Arsenal have rejected a bid of 6.2 from Sampdoria for midfielder Jack Wilshere. And number 2 hit. The Mirror make up Manchester United are considering a final 60 mil offer for Spurs midfielder Eric Dier. And our number 1 goss is Sky Sports say Premier League champions Chelsea have serious and strong interest in Man City striker Sergio Aguero. Well, that's over. Get your breath back, Alex. What do you think of that? Our chart show rundown. Have you not heard this before? It's good, isn't it? I love doing this chart show rundown. I should take over the pop charts, I think. Do they still do the pop charts? Are you answering that question to me? Yeah, I literally don't know. Do they still do the pop charts? Right. If they do, get in touch with me, Radio 1. I'll do it for you. I don't mind. I'll do it. Because that pick of the goss thing is a lot of fun. Right, coming up, we're going to be analysing, dissecting that top 10 and laughing, most likely, at the reports. Premier League champions Chelsea have serious and strong interest in Sergio Aguero. I don't think you're going to get him. Hello, my football friends. Welcome back to the Football Hour show. The show all about the football. How long's it on for? It's on for an hour. We're halfway through. That song was Carly Simon, You're So Vain. I'd like to dedicate that song to Alex Oxlade-Chamberlain, who I believe is football's vainest footballer. His Instagram is incredible. He went to, I think he was on holiday in LA, some good photos. I'm not saying being vain's a bad thing, Alex Oxlade-Chamberlain. I know, as I say this all the time, Alex Oxlade-Chamberlain is a big, big fan of the Football Hour. He loves listening to Spectrum Sino wherever he is in the world. And, mate, the Ox, me saying that you're vain, that is not a bad thing. Why are you saying that's a bad thing, Alex Oxlade-Chamberlain? Don't worry about it. You've got a brilliant Instagram. I'm just saying you're the vainest footballer. Okay, Alex, moving on. So, now we are going to dissect that countdown that I just did. The pick of the goss countdown. In at number 10 was Man United's Tony Martial maybe using a swap deal for Inter Milan winger Ivan Perisic. He's 28, this guy they're looking at, Perisic. Martial's like 22? Didn't they spend like 55 million on Martial 2 years ago? Wow. They must really, Mourinho must really rate this Perisic. If he's going to buy Perisic and give them Martial, it's not a deal I would be doing. I'd be selling Martial for 45 million, which you could definitely get. I'd go Arsenal. If you're selling Alexis Sanchez, have Martial. All right, yeah. All right, take that. At number 9, Real Madrid are considering selling Wales forward Gareth Bale to raise funds to buy Monaco striker Mbappe. Right, here we go. Here we go. If I was Gareth Bale, I'd be so bored of hearing myself in a transfer room. He is like the most speculated footballer in the world since he moved to Real Madrid. Gareth Bale, since moving to Real Madrid, all he's ever been spoken about is like, oh, he's going to leave. Why? He's won 2 Champions Leagues. He's won the Copa del Rey and he's won a La Liga. I don't know why Gareth Bale would want to go. I don't think he would want to go. Clearly, Florentino Perez, the Madrid president, absolutely loves the bloke. He splashed out a world record fee for a guy from Tottenham. He's proved right. I'm not having a go at that, Florentino. But, yeah, I would stick with Bale. Real Madrid can come back for Mbappe in a few years' time. The kid is 18. Come back in like 2 or 3 years' time. I know his price will be a lot more, but you probably buy then in 3 years' time. Ronaldo, he might have gone by then. So you're going to have his wages off the bill. So maybe then you go for Mbappe and see if he's actually going to be the real deal. Because at the moment, you already have the real deal in Ronaldo, Benzema and Bale. You don't need to speculate whether, oh, should we bring this guy in? Is he better than Bale or Ronaldo? Well, we're not sure yet. Well, why should we do it? Yeah, good question I asked myself. In at number 8 in the countdown, Palace boss Frank de Boer is convinced Benteke will stay despite Chelsea and Everton, who are after him. If I was Everton, go for Benteke. He is literally the replacement for Lukaku, but half the price. Benteke, I'm not sure that's much movement, though. Benteke and Wayne Rooney as your 10 and 9. But he's a good player, Benteke, when he wants to be. And if Koeman wants him, I think go for him. Don't let Chelsea get him. Just go and get him, Everton. Because if you go and get another top-class striker, I'm not saying Benteke's top-class, but he's a good player. If you get a good striker in, I think you've had a brilliant transfer window. Saying that, it might not replicate on the pitch, but at the moment, looking good for the Blues of Merseyside. In at number 7, the Standard in the very own London, which I'm living at the moment, state Chelsea looks set to miss out on Juve left-back Alexandro as the Serie A club do not want to lose another defender after selling Bonucci. However, Juve knew they were going to sell Bonucci because he had a big falling out with Allegri and with Dybala in the Champions League final. So if they were looking like they were going to sell Alexandro as well, I still think there's a chance they could do that. However, they have already lost Dani Alves, which they didn't think they were going to lose Dani Alves. So that would mean losing 3 out of their back 5. It would take a lot of work to shore up that defence after losing 3 out of 5. But did Chelsea need a left back? Alonso last season was incredible. And I would even say Victor Moses was incredible. Like, I know probably for both of them, it was their best seasons they've ever had, both of them. But why not keep them? Why not keep them? Right, number six, German press are saying Liverpool will increase their £57 million bid for Naby Keita. I literally know nothing about this player. But his manager at Red Bull Leipzig says he's comfortable at the club. Interesting one. That is a lot of money. But I trust Klopp. I trust Klopp with his signings. I really do. But, well, I trust Klopp with his signings in midfield and in attack, in defence and in goal. I'm yet to see some good signings. Into the top five, Real Madrid striker Morata is likely to turn down a move to Chelsea and instead opt to move to AC Milan. God, can Chelsea get any of their targets? Literally, can they get any of them? After Lukaku, no. Alexandro, no. Morata, no. This is worrying. I know they got Bakayoko from Monaco and the centre-back from, was it Roma? But they're not like elite-level signings. They need to go get the guys that they actually want. Right, number four. The Mail say Neymar will not leave Barca unless a club meets his £195 million release clause. I heard a rumour today that PSG are going to meet that release clause. That would be insane, wouldn't it? That would be absolutely insane. Apart from the fact, if Neymar was to move anywhere, come to the Premier League, please. Can Man United not go and splash the cash for Neymar? I just want to see, like, one of the world-class players. Like, Pogba's cut came, and he's just not done anything yet. I think Neymar would come and be absolutely amazing. And number three, the Sun say Arsenal rejected a £6.2 million offer for Jack Wilshere from Sampdoria in Italy. God, what a world. It's what a transformation for Jack Wilshere. This kid used to be the highlight of England and England's future. And now, £6.2 million from Sampdoria. Things have gone down the drain for Jack Wilshere. Number two in the list, the countdown, Man United are considering a final £60 million offer for Eric Dier, the Spurs midfielder. Go for it. You need a guy sitting. You need a CDM sitting next to Herrera so Pogba can go and do his work up front with Lukaku. You need a CDM. I'm not sure Spurs will let Eric Dier go, having let Kyle Walker go. But if you can get him, go out and get him. If that's the guy you want, go and get him. And our number one stupid transfer gossip is Sky Sports say Prem champions Chelsea have serious and strong interest in Man City striker Sergio Aguero. Right, I have strong interest in Sergio Aguero. He's one of my favourite players. I love the bloke. He is a brilliant player. Doesn't mean I'm going to get him, does it? It does not mean that Sergio Aguero is going to come to the Football Hour or even come to Leeds United. He can go to Leeds United if he wants. I just can't see Chelsea getting Aguero. Why would City let one of their top goal scorers of all time leave? They're just not going to do it. It's a stupid, stupid idea. Chelsea need to butt their ideas up if that's a real rumour, which I don't think it is. Right, enough of the gossip column.
You're listening to The Football Hour with Alex Mearns.